The total number of mortgage accounts on principal private homes in arrears fell by 4% in the second 3 months of this year compared to the first quarter, according to the latest figures from the central bank today. However, on an annual basis, the numbers entering arrears of up to 90 days rose by 19%. The Taoiseach confirmed this morning at his party's Thinking in Limerick that mortgage interest relief is being considered by Finance Minister Michael McGrath and the Minister for Social Protection, Heather Humphreys, ahead of the budget.
Well, we haven't made a decision on that yet, but we do appreciate that a lot of people are experiencing a lot of financial distress because mortgage interest rates have gone up so much so quickly. But anything that would be broad-based would be prohibitively expensive. So I think if we are going to do something to help people on mortgage interest, it really should focus on those who are paying the highest rates and those who might be at risk of losing their homes. But the detail that hasn't been worked out is being worked on by Minister McGrath at the moment, and also Minister Humphreys as well from the social protection side.
Taoiseach Leo Varadkar speaking this morning. Let's talk now to personal insolvency practitioner Mitchell O'Brien, who's co-founder of the Insolvency Resolution Service. A very good afternoon to you, Mitchell O'Brien, and thank you indeed for talking to us this afternoon. Looking at these figures from the central bank, and there's a lot of detail in this, what picture do they paint of the situation in relation to mortgage arrears, do you think?
Okay, I mean, the headline figure shows a reduction in overall mortgage arrears cases of 1,889 down to 46,891. The issue when you dig a little bit deeper is that that reduction includes a reduction of 1,930 in very short-term arrears cases of less than 90 days, leaving 17,545 families who were never in financial difficulty before, dealing with very stressful issues. But where the reduction in the very short-term arrears exceeds the number of the reduction of the overall arrears cases, the long-term arrears cases are actually up.
So people who have found themselves in difficulty are increasingly finding it more and more difficult to get their heads back above water again.
Yes, and it would appear that the statistics would indicate to me that the more responsible mortgage lenders are working with those people in short-term mortgage arrears, capitalizing arrears, maybe fixing payments for a short period of time to keep their head above water. But I think that the real numbers here of relevance are that there are 17,545 families in short-term arrears of up to 90 days, and those numbers in the next quarter are going to show that they're in longer-term arrears.
The figures are broken down as between the traditional banks, the traditional lenders, and what are described as the non-bank lenders, the vulture funds, to use that phrase. And what they show is that 18% of those accounts, vulture fund mortgage accounts, are in arrears. That's a big number of more than 90 days.
That's a big number. And to be fair to the mainstream banks, the Bank of Ireland's, AIBs and PTSBs, they have fixed rates offers for people. So people can budget to a particular monthly payment. The investment or vulture funds are resisting introducing fixed rates, despite being called on by the Minister for Finance to do so. And that is a large contributing factor. These people, if their loans were sold to vulture funds in the first instance, there was previous financial distress in the household. You move that along and you have to absorb 10 interest rate rises. Some of these people are dealing with interest rates of 8%, 9%, and 10% at the moment, which is blatantly unsustainable.
Well, you're meeting every day, presumably, people who are dealing with arrears, who are in financial distress, to use that phrase. The interest rate increase announced by the ECB yesterday, as you say, the 10th in a little over a year. What kind of impact is it going to have on people who are already in difficulty?
Well, I would call on government to further resource PIPs, because this practice, IRS Ireland, have experienced a 475% increase year on year between 2022 and 2023 in relation to people reaching out looking for assistance. And if PIPs are going to be an instrument of government policy for resolving mortgage arrears for both borrowers and their mortgage lenders, we need help. There's no organisation in the country that can handle a 475% increase in demand for services without assistance.
And for people who just can't meet those monthly mortgage bills, what are the options?
They must reach out to personal insolvency practitioners. If they Google Mitchell O'Brien or IRS Ireland, or go on the ISI's, the Insolvency Service of Ireland's website, which is backontrack.ie, there'll be a list of all PIPs available. And the other thing is that there is financial assistance for those people under the government's Awalia scheme for people in mortgage arrears. It's just that scheme needs to be further resourced if we're going to have to deal with an increase. Like I spoke to you 2 or 3 years ago, and we were talking about very low short-term arrears and high numbers of long-term arrears. Now the short-term mortgage arrears dwarf the long-term mortgage arrears numbers. Mm.
Just a final point, Mitchell, and it's in relation to repossessions. In the second quarter of this year, according to these figures, a total of 14 properties were repossessed, 10 on foot of a court order, four voluntarily surrendered. So there is perhaps some reassurance there for people who are fearful of losing their homes, that it's really only in very exceptional cases that the courts will order property repossessed.
The problem with mortgage arrears statistics and statistics for repossession is that they're historic. There is an incredible increase in enforcement proceedings being progressed, particularly by funds at the moment who have acquired loans. A lot of the people who had loans sold by AIB to Mars Capital are now finding enforcement proceedings coming hot and heavy. And you won't see those on court statistics for another 12 months, but we're dealing with them on the front line.
All right. We'll leave it there. Mitchell O'Brien, thank you very much indeed for that.
Thank you.